We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk to Ann McDermott, who's the editor of FairCompare.com, about etiquette while flying. You've seen this video, and I know just about everybody's seen it go viral. It's even made the national news, where this gentleman, which is, I loosely use that term, is pushing on the chair of a woman who's in front of him and is reclined. This kind of thing's got to happen all the time. I feel like I've seen it, and I've been tempted to do it when I've been on board a flight.
Yeah, this is Rick Cini, actually, the CEO of Fair Compare. I was substituting for Ann.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad to be here. Yeah.
absolutely. I mean, you have 2 million passengers flying each day. You have crowded seats. This incident actually occurred in the first class section of a smaller aircraft, so you would think that there would be less of an issue.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is something that the environment set there. People just generally believe that, you know, because there's a button on the seat, you should recline. I think the CEO of Delta kind of had it right when he said, everybody has the right to recline, but you need to ask. The one thing he left out is what happens when you ask and they say no and they're in an impasse. And that's when the flight attendant gets involved. And when you start to get other people involved in that particular situation, by the way, you should never get into it with another passenger. Only bad things can happen from there. Sometimes they actually have to divert the flight.
These flights are so booked these days, you really don't have a lot of options. You know, there was a time where I would fly and, you know, there was another row, there was another seat somewhere nearby, and you could just switch over. If the person was offensive for whatever reason, you could move. Now you're kind of locked in because they're so booked.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And one of the interesting things is that Spirit Airlines has a function called the pre-recline seats, which essentially means their seats don't actually recline.
Right.
And that's not unusual for some ultra-low-cost carriers. I can actually remember a decade ago, a little device came out. It was a piece of plastic. If you attached it to the tray table on the back, it prevented you from reclining. It was called the Knee Defender. And it got very popular there for a little over a year or so, and then the airlines banned it because people were starting to use it, and there was altercations that were happening over it. So this has been an issue, not just in the last month or two, but over decades.
Do you not think that the airlines themselves have some responsibility here? I mean, they're in the business of making money. The margins are tight, I am told, because of the unions that require what I think is a pretty basic job. No offense to anybody who's, I have many friends who are flight attendants, but it's not brain surgery. They're required to pay, based on these union agreements, so much money to keep the workforce employed. Did they not have an obligation to resolve this issue by maybe giving enough space between seats that the average person who's between, you know, like 5'11 and 6'2, 6'3, that they're not put in this situation?
I think to some degree they do. I think, ultimately, you have four airlines that control approximately 85% of traffic in the United States, and this is after decades of consolidation.
Mm-hmm.
So now, to some extent, they're having to compete on which product is a bit better. Unfortunately, you only have certain cities on the each of the coasts that have lots of competition, so there's not a ton of competition.
Yeah.
I know, for example, Delta spent over $1 billion upgrading their cabins. Over the last 10 or 15 years, we've seen them actually remove seats, change the seat pitch, add bigger seats. They've tried different things and tried to push those costs along to consumers, mm-hmm. and consumers went to the other products. And I think that's part of the problem
product.
Is the cheaper product, yes. And so ultimately, in order to, and by the way, just generally on an aircraft, maybe one seat is profitability on each aircraft. So it's a very low margin business. And in that particular example, in these examples, they don't have much of a choice because they have to get as much money out of every square inch as they can.
Well, it's a dramatic situation. If I don't fly as much as I used to, but I mean, I was on an airplane every week for several years there when I was living overseas and doing international business, and it'll wear you out. So I could, when I saw this video, I was like, well, thank God I don't think I ever behaved that way, and I was never stupid enough to do it. If somebody had their cell phone out, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
You know?
If you remember, there's 2 million people flying each day. That was one incident out of 2 million in one day.
Yeah,
so I don't
really
think this happens a ton of times, but when and if it does, be sure and get the flight attendants involved and don't get into it with a passenger. You will end up diverting the flight and end up in the airport pokey for at least a day, and that's not good for you.
Don't want that to happen. The website is faircompare.com. I really appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.